These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Familiar and legendary opening, but this is an updated version. That is from the opening of the show Star Trek Continues, which is a fan-made television show, and it's really amazing. We had the creator and the star of Star Trek Continues on before, and we're going to welcome him back to the show right now. Vic Mignogna is his name. It's a fan fiction production that bridges the gap between the original TV show and the first Star Trek movie. Their eighth episode was released just this past Sunday. You can check out StarTrekContinues.com. It's really amazing. I know that, you know, the first thing that pops into your head when you think fan fiction, somebody trying to continue, you know, like a storyline, and you know, make video on it, and it's just going to be bad, and you know, the production values are going to be poor, and it's just going to be really, really unprofessional, which is the absolute opposite case with this series, Star Trek Continues. And we want to welcome Vic back to the show. Vic, welcome back, man.
Thank you so much, man. It's such a pleasure to join you.
Listen, first of all, you know, as I mentioned the last time you were on, it's kind of astounding the quality, how good this is. I mean, this is professional stuff. This isn't like your, you know, garage-made fan fiction that you find on the internet. This is like the real deal. First of all, how did Star Trek Continues get started?
Well, you know, I've been a fan of the original series of Star Trek since I was a little boy. And I loved it so much, and it inspired me. You know, everybody has something in their lives when they're young that they come across, and it inspires them to try something that perhaps they'd never tried before. In my case, Star Trek inspired me to start auditioning for school plays, to start cultivating my interest in acting. And it also inspired me to start building props, making costumes, even filmmaking. I would round the kids in my neighborhood up and make them put on the Star Trek uniforms that I had made and make little episodes. So I went on to film school and continued acting over the decades. And Star Trek Continues is basically the culmination of all of the skills that I've developed over the decades and the singular thing that inspired me to try those things in the first place. You're right, what you said. A lot of fan productions, they're made by fans, and I mean, the fans are expressing their enthusiasm for something, and that's wonderful. But in most cases, they're not actors. They're not filmmakers. They don't know much about production or lighting or storytelling or editing or sound design or camera angles, any of a number of production elements. And so they end up being a little amateur. But for me, I wanted to round up a bunch of my friends in the industry that were all experts in their particular craft, whether it be lighting or makeup or wardrobe or camera or sound and or prop building and or acting, and bring them all together and make a tribute that was as good as we could make it. We wanted it to feel like people would feel like they're watching episodes that might have been locked in a vault somewhere for 50 years, had the show never been canceled in the late 60s. So that's what we've been endeavoring. And as you said, our eighth episode premiered this past weekend, and people have really been enjoying it. And episodes 9, 10, and 11 are already shot. They are already in the can, as we say.
Yeah.
And they're in post-production right now and will be released throughout this year.
That's so great, man. And I really, you know, I was so impressed with the episodes that I've seen. Where do you shoot it?
We have an 18,000-square-foot studio in South Georgia. We could never afford to do something like this in a major city or L.A. But we have a wonderful place in a town in South Georgia where we all converge a couple of times a year. We come from all over the country. We come from L.A. We come from Utah. We come from New York and Texas and all over. And we come together for 8 or 10 days and we shoot an episode. And then I take all the footage home with me and edit it. And then we work on sound design and music and all of that and release them. We've kind of averaged about twice a year.
Mm-hmm. And it's StarTrekContinues.com where people can check this out. What has the do you guys yes. have a large fan base?
We do. We have over 6 million views.
Wow.
Of our series so far. We've won over a dozen awards, all different awards, Tellys and Webbies and accolades and different things. But you know, I like to tell people, Star Trek Continues is my love letter to Star Trek. It is my way of expressing my love and affection for the series that meant so much to me. And to be quite honest with you, meant so much to millions of people over the decades. And so I feel like a lot of people are really enjoying our series. It's really resonating with a lot of people. And one of the most common things that we hear, one of the most common replies that we get, the posts that we get on our social media is, oh, my God, I felt after 10 minutes, I felt like I was watching an episode of the original series that I had somehow missed.
I felt the same way, Vic, when I watched it. I felt the same way.
You. Well, I thank you. Thank you for that. And some people even write, you know, I feel like I felt like I was 10 years old again watching Star Trek with my dad. And that's the kind of nostalgia and the kind of emotion that we want to invoke. And we've been very fortunate to do so.
It really is impressive. And another thing that I really, really love about it is that, you know, whenever anyone tries to do something Star Trek, especially with the original series, they have a tendency, especially in the role that you play, because you play Kirk, they have a tendency to camp it up, you know, go over the top and just kind of make fun of Shatner in some sort of way. But you take it very seriously. And you don't cross that line into campiness.
Let me tell you. I mean, I love Bill Shatner. Mm-hmm. Man, when I was a little boy, let me just tell you. I don't want to get really heavy really quick here, but when I was a little boy, my parents divorced when I was 9, and my mom and I moved out of the house. And it was at exactly that moment in my life that I stumbled across the original series. Mm. And I used to watch it on a 19-inch black and white television every afternoon when I came home from school, and Captain Kirk became very much of a role model, very much of a father figure to me. So the last thing I would ever want to do is to stereotype or to somehow satire anything. I want people to feel like I want to give them the same feeling, the same quality of storytelling, the same quality of relationships like they had with Kirk and Spock and McCoy and Scotty and all of them. I want to give everyone the same feeling that I had when I was a little boy. And so that's what we've endeavored to do. Let me also say this. You know, a lot of fan productions fall into the trap of, we're going to make a Star Trek fan production and we're going to fire phasers and we're going to beam down and we're going to flip open communicators and all of that. But what they miss is that Star Trek was not about phasers and beaming down and communicators. It wasn't even about fighting the Klingons. Star Trek was about real stories, ethical questions, moral questions, social issues. And one of the things that I had purposed in my mind from the very beginning was, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to work very hard to set the bar very high and to tell stories that are worthy of Gene Roddenberry's vision. And in order to do that, you need to have actors. You can't have fans that don't really know how to portray a heavy, important, poignant story. And so I drafted many of my friends that I am fellow actors with.
By the way, Vic, I just want to mention that someone that I know is in episodes. Kipley Brown.
Oh my gosh, we love Kipley.
Yeah, she's from Chicago. She acted.
That's my point exactly.
Yeah, yeah, and I worked with her here in Chicago and in some storefront theater stuff, and she's gone on to great success, and she's a really terrific actress.
Oh yes,
she's a pro. She's a total pro.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Yes, she is. And that was the standard was we want actors.
Right.
We don't want necessarily fans as much as people that are able to communicate. Effectively,
yeah.
The nature and the essence of the story.
Right.
It's all story. It's story, story, story. That's the key.
Hang on, okay, Vic? We got to take a break.
Sure, man.
All right. And it's Vic Mignogna is with us. He is the creator and star of Star Trek Continues, a terrific fan-fueled, very, very, very professional continuation of the Star Trek story. It's great stuff. If you're a Star Trek fan, you really, really have to see it. All right, we'll take a quick break, and we'll talk more with Vic after this.
Captain's Log, Supplemental. We've returned from the Defiant, at least some version of the Defiant, with a cryonically preserved man on board. A familiar man.
Jim. He's you.
That's possible. Clone, maybe?
I did a full DNA scan. No genetic drift. He's you, all right, just much older.
I don't understand.
Let's give him some room to work. Bones, how long to
de-ice him? Not sure. I'll let you know when I do.
There it is. There's the scene. Nick DiGilio here, back on the radio here. Wildcard Wednesday, by the way, if you want to jump in, 312-981-720 with your requests. That's a scene from Still Treads the Shadow, the new episode of Star Trek Continues, which debuted this past weekend. Check out StarTrekContinues.com. It is a fan fiction production, but it is top-notch, incredible quality with great actors. The creator and the man who plays James Kirk is Vic Mignogna, and we welcome him back to the show. Vic, welcome back.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. Now, what is the now? I know that I read that Gene Roddenberry's son actually made a cameo or appeared in it. And so,
yes, you know, Rod Roddenberry is a very dear friend of our production. And he's very much a carrier of the torch, if you will, of his father's vision. And he has been very, very vocal about if his dad were alive today, he would consider our series canon. He loves what we're doing. Again, it's not because of the special effects. It's not because of the sets. It's because of the stories.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, anybody can build a set. You know, anybody can make a costume. But it's something entirely different and a much bigger challenge to craft a story that is poignant and has a theme, you know, has a central message to tell. And and that's what I think attracted Rod so much to our series.
That's
become a very, very good friend of the series.
It's so great to have the blessing of Roddenberry's family. You know what I mean? That's really important. And how does have you gotten responses from other people, cast members from the original Star Trek and so on and so forth?
I'm a voice actor by trade.
Right.
My career is in voice acting. I've done over 300 different animated series and video games. And in the course of that career, I've done a lot of autograph signing at Comic-Cons and pop culture conventions. And I've had the privilege to actually become friends with people like Bill Shatner and George Takei and Nichelle Nichols and Walter Koenig and even a lot of the next gen people, Marina Sirtis and Michael Dorn and John DeLancey. And they really appreciate what we're doing. And I think mostly because we're not doing it for money. Nobody makes any money. We don't charge for the series. We couldn't. CBS owns Star Trek, and we do it completely for free. All the episodes are free to watch at StarTrekContinues.com. And it is purely for love and tribute to the original series.
That's great. And now, you know, so you mentioned CBS owns the rights now. CBS has just have some new Star Trek guidelines because of the new Star Trek series that's going to be debuting on their streaming network. is out, and they wanted to they put up some new guidelines. And how have those guidelines affected your productions and your show?
Well, let me make some clarification.
Okay,
Nick.
All right.
The guidelines were not put up because of the new series.
Okay.
The guidelines were created because there was another production that raised an enormous amount of money on the name Star Trek with the promise to make a feature film. And not only did that film never get made, but a lot of that money found its way into the pockets of the people that said they were going to be making the film. So after these people raised an enormous amount of money and then proceeded to pay themselves salaries, you know, do things to benefit themselves instead of making the movie they promised, CBS was forced to act. There were no guidelines in place, and CBS had always been very, very gracious toward fan productions, mm-hmm. as long as they did not cross the very clear line in the sand, and that was you're not allowed to profit from their license.
Right.
You're not allowed to make money or pocket money for yourself from Star Trek. And when this other production came along and did just that, crossed that line very, very seriously, CBS was forced to act to protect their license. And so they filed a lawsuit against this other production. And when this other production tried to say, well, you know, you've never had any guidelines, you've never laid any guidelines out about what fans can or can't do, CBS basically responded by saying, oh, you want guidelines? Here they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how the guidelines came about. They were a result of another production horribly crossing the line.
I see. And so far, have the guidelines affected you at all in your show?
Well, we had already raised the money before the guidelines had been implemented,
okay.
before they were released. We had raised the money to finish our series. It was never my intention to go forever. You know, it was never my intention to just make episodes until we got tired of making episodes. My intention was always to finish the 5-year mission of the Enterprise, bring everybody home, and leave all of the characters where they were when the motion picture in the late 70s premiered.
Got it.
If you remember, when the motion picture came out, Captain Kirk had become an admiral.
Mm-hmm.
He had left the Enterprise and taken a desk job. Spock had gone back to Vulcan. McCoy had left the service completely. And we wanted to craft a compelling story as to why those characters made the choices they did. So we had already raised the money and written the scripts, and everything was in place to finish our series before the guidelines were ever released.
Mm, okay.
So we hurried very, very quickly at, dare I say, warp speed to get our final episode shot. And I can report to you as of right now, we finished shooting our series. All of the episodes are in the can. They're done, and hopefully we'll be releasing throughout the year.
But that's great.
I'm optimistic. I'm very optimistic that we will be able to finish what we've started. Let me also say we are the only actual official government-approved 501c3 nonprofit.
Okay.
We are a nonprofit production, and the money that we raised went exactly to what it was said it would go to. And we've completed these episodes, and I'm optimistic that we're going to be able to release them throughout this year.
That's great. And everybody can check out the episodes that are up right now at StarTrekContinues.com. Again, it's free, and it's really, really great stuff. And if you've had past guest stars like Lou Ferrigno and Aaron Gray from Battlestar Galactica was also in it.
Oh, my gosh. We've had Claire Kramer from Buffy. We've had G.G. Edgley from Farscape. We've had Jamie Bamber and Rekha Sharma from Battlestar Galactica. We've had wonderful guest stars.
That's great.
Amazing guest stars coming up in the remaining episodes.
That's really great. Before I let you go, Vic, first of all, congratulations, because it's really great stuff. Before I let you go, what do you think of the reboot, and what did you think of Star Trek Beyond?
Well, you know what? Here's what I think about it. I'm a purist. I loved the original series, and that will always be my first love.
Yes.
But at the same time, I have a great deal of respect for anybody that is able to bring new fans to Star Trek. So in as much as J.J. Abrams and the new movies have brought a whole new generation to Star Trek, a lot of these young kids, in fact, my voice acting work, I have a lot of younger fans of my voice acting work.
Right.
And a lot of them are actually watching, going back and watching the original series of Star Trek because of the J.J. Abrams movies and because of Star Trek Continues.
Right.
So I'm very glad that the new movies have inspired a new generation of fans to maybe go back and check out what started it all in the first place.
Right.
You know, the iconic show that started all of it.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy for anything that brings more people to discover Star Trek.
Well, it's great here in Chicago. Also on MeTV, which you can see across the country every Saturday night at 8 o'clock. It's Star Trek followed by our horror host here in Chicago, Sven Gulli. So it's like back to back.
I love it.
Yeah, it's just so Star Trek is on at 8 o'clock every Saturday night on MeTV, and it's like appointment television for a lot of people here in Chicago. Vic, listen, it's so great to talk to you, and I really really admire what you do. I think it's just great, and I know Star Trek fans will love it. If they haven't seen it, they should check out StarTrekContinues.com. The latest episode 8 it was made available last week, and episodes 9, 10, and 11 leading up to the time frame of the first Star Trek movie will be completed and hopefully put up soon. Vic, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Nick. Thanks for having me.
All right, take care. There you go. Vic Mignogna, everybody, and Star Trek Continues. Really, really quality stuff. Shockingly good in terms of what you would expect from fan fiction or fan-generated stuff. Just really, really great stuff on a whole different level. StarTrekContinues.com. If you're a Star Trek fan, you got to check it out. All right, we'll take a break. We got the news coming up next on 720 WGN.